Hey, man, I'm here. I'll be ready to go in whatever, 2 minutes. Are you there? All right, Matthew. Thanks. You can start us whenever it's time to start us, okay? Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another Harrisburg Senators radio broadcast. Today is game two of a six-game series between your Harrisburg Senators and the Erie Seawolves, the AA affiliate of the Detroit Tigers. Erie winning last night by a final score of 6-2, scoring two in the third and four in the sixth, taking a 6-0 lead before the Senators scored a pair of runs in the bottom of the eighth inning, but they could get no closer. Today, the Senators sent right-hander Jarlin Susana to the mound, and he is opposed by right-hander Troy Melton for the Erie Seawolves. Along with Matthew Bargo back in the studio, Frankie Vernowski, I'm Terry Byram. Certainly glad that you're along this afternoon. It is gorgeous here, so if you don't have any plans, don't have anything going on, you should play some mid-afternoon hooky. Come out for an hour or two, watch a little baseball. Maybe have a dog or a burger here at the ballpark. It is spectacular weather after not so spectacular weather the last couple of weeks. All right, I'm going to take a break here on the pregame show, and when I return, Frankie Vernowski will join me, and we're going to talk about how these first couple of weeks have gone for the Senators right here on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Thank you. The Senators and the Erie Seawolves continue to get ready on this gorgeous Wednesday late morning. It'll be afternoon by the time the game starts. But along with Frankie Vernowski, I'm Terry Byram. And I mentioned that we would talk about the first couple of weeks of the baseball season. And Frankie, one of the things about this team after that, the season opening series in Erie, and they went 0-3 and didn't score very many runs, I thought, well, I'm not sure about these guys because, one, I'm not positive how good Erie is. So that means it's hard to really judge. And now after knowing what Erie has accomplished these first two or three weeks and the roster makeup, I feel pretty good about the Senators and where they're at. And you know, I don't know about playoffs or any of those things, but they're competitive and they've played fairly entertaining competitive games.
I was just about to say the same thing, that the team has really stepped up its play over the last couple of weeks in an entertaining way. I mean, particularly last week, that was a fun back and forth series, and same with the Flying Squirrels in town here 2 weeks ago. And you know, we're starting to see guys in the lineup heat up. Yo-Yo Morales and Carlos De La Cruz in particular has really started hitting the ball hard, and we've talked about that a couple of times throughout the year, that if the Senators could consistently have, you know, two guys in the lineup, De La Cruz, Morales as examples, who can pound the ball, then it just helps really lengthen things out when you've got other guys like Dalen Lyle collecting lots of extra base hits and with their good speed.
Well, and they've been pitching with a four-man rotation, not that you do that in the minor leagues. And so there have been bullpen games, which means the bullpen is stretched thin.
Yes.
And even so, the team ERA is midway in the league.
Yeah, and the first and foremost, the staff is keeping the team in ball games, which is what was happening a lot last year, especially in the first half, to keep the Senators in games. And, you know, part of what's helped in that, I think, is you have some experience both in the bullpen and in the starting rotation. You know, Kyle Luckham, as an example, has a lot of really valuable Double-A experience, and same with a couple of guys out of the pen too. And they're pitching well and pitching to the scenario of the games, keeping the team within it.
And you mentioned about the offense, and on paper it looks okay, and then they get into the games, and they've had some games where things just start rolling. And with a lot of offenses, when things start rolling,
yes,
typically it goes better than on paper.
Yeah, there were a few games last week up in Manchester with really big innings, and we were referencing that last night. I mean, heck, one inning in which they scored seven runs en route to the 11-4 victory last Thursday. So I think they'll be anxious to get out there and play today and try to get an early start. And that'll be the key the whole week with the Seawolves in town, just trying to get ahead of Erie and stay ahead. But a little momentum started brewing late in the game last night, and I think they stand a good chance to have that carry over today.
You mentioned last night that not so much that this is a big series when it comes to the playoffs and those things, but to just hang in there,
yes,
in the division and keep within shouting distance, that maybe winning five out of six on back-to-back weeks puts you right there. This is a big week.
Yeah, and yes, there's 2 months until the end of the first half, and the playoff spots are solidified. But you don't want to lose too much ground too early, especially as we keep talking with the wealth of experience that the Seawolves have and how hot of a start they've gotten off to. You don't want to end this week maybe five or six games back of Erie. Instead, if they split the series, they'll still be hanging just three games back with lots of time to go.
Yeah, so This week is a good measuring stick, and then, you know, the coming weeks, playing teams that they haven't seen yet. Next week, Reading, of course, when they come back in 2 weeks, it'll be Richmond again. But this early part of the season really sets the table for the rest of the year.
Yeah, without question about it. And it's also taking advantage of the teams that aren't playing as well, and the Richmond Flying Squirrels are an example of that. Richmond with just four wins, and the Senators won the series when Richmond was here in town, and you know they will hope to do so again in a couple of weeks. So if you can battle with Erie while they're here and maybe split the series and then take advantage of teams that aren't playing as well, like Reading and Richmond, well, then you're setting yourself up for pretty good success.
Absolutely. All right, a beautiful day today. Charlin Susana still out on the bullpen finishing his warm-up tosses. We'll take another timeout and come back with the Zero Day Brewing starting lineups on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Well, let's take a look at the Zero Day Brewing starting lineups. Visit their tap room on 3rd Street in Harrisburg or get a Zero Day draft during your next visit to FNB Field. All these live reads all exclude us, and that really upsets me.
Oh, as in, like, we're not getting the right. Beer?
Well, right.
I know. Life is tough.
Right. First for the Erie Seawolves, leading off in his shortstop, Trey Cruz batting second. And at third base, Carlos Mendoza batting third. The DH, Jake Holton batting fourth. And in right field, Justice Bigby. Eliezer Alfonso batting fifth and catching. Chris Myers bats sixth, and he is in left field. Eduardo Valencia batting seventh at first base. Jim Jarvis hitting eighth, and he's at second base and batting ninth. And in center field, Brady Allen with Troy Melton, one of the top prospects in the Tigers organization, on the mound. Daylen Lyle leads off and in left field for the Senators. C.J. Abrams in his second rehab game, playing shortstop, batting second. Carlos De La Cruz batting third. And in center field, Nick Schnell batting fourth. He's the DH. Caden Wallace hitting fifth. He's at third base. C.J. Stubbs catching and batting sixth. Joe Naranjo is at first base, hitting seventh, batting eighth. And in right field is Jeremy De La Rosa, batting ninth. And at second base, Philip Glasser with Jarlin Susana on the mound. And Frankie, Susana's appointment watching.
Yes, it's been fun to watch him so far through the first three starts of the year, because he just has a big, heavy fastball, both four-seam and two-seam in the upper 90s and low 100s, and at times a back-breaking slider in the upper 80s as well. And when those fastballs are painted up in the zone and on the corners, you really stand no chance as a hitter.
Yeah, and he has that first start in Erie. It was cold, and it was the first start. And since then, he has looked good. And then last week, he looked really sharp in New Hampshire.
Yeah, well, in three starts now, he's faced 61 batters. He's struck out 23 of them in just over 13 innings of work.
Well, last week, he faced 21 batters in New Hampshire and struck out 10 of them.
Yeah, and so when he's locating that fastball well, then everything else, it just works off that. So if the fastball up in the zone has good life on it, good movement, well, that slider becomes all the more difficult to hit.
And then C.J. Abrams here had three at-bats last night and fielded three or four ground balls, hit to shortstop. He walked twice and struck out once. So he's here again. to just make sure everything is okay before he rejoins the Nationals.
Yeah, so, you know, likely would see him, I would think, for another three plate appearances or so today. And yeah, after getting a ball game under his belt and drawing a couple of walks, let's hope to see him really drive the ball today.
Yeah, it'd be fun. One of these Monday nights on the City Island Baseball Show, and maybe for several of them, we'll talk about Frankie and I'll talk about rehabs. I have some pretty good stories about guys that come here on rehabs and what they do here as compared to the very first day or two that they're back with the Nationals. Because you mentioned this last night, these guys aren't necessarily, even the pitching, like Mike Soroka, not necessarily looking for results while they're here. They're just trying to get themselves ready to get back to the big leagues.
Yeah, first and foremost is getting back to game speed and getting back into the rhythm of things.
All right, we're ready for our national anthem. And so when Frankie and I come back, it'll be time for baseball on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Baseball on a Wednesday afternoon from FNB Field. It is gorgeous right now. According to the scoreboard, it is straight up noon, 68 degrees. And Frankie, maybe about another 7 or 8 degrees for me, but this is just about perfect.
I was going to say, I don't think it can be much nicer for a ball game, especially with this noon start. I'm jealous of everybody sitting out there in the crowd soaking up the sun and enjoying a ball game this afternoon.
I used to think when I was younger that being a Cubs fan would be great all those day games before they had lights. But doing this for a living, I'm not sure that I'd want all day games.
No, I don't know that I could swing that. But once a week or so, I'll take it, especially when it's as beautiful as it is today.
Which is what the Senators are doing at home. In 2 weeks when they're back, there'll be an 11 a.m. game. And then in 4 weeks when they're back, there'll be an 11 a.m. game. And throughout the rest of the season, there are still scatterings of day games during the week, which I think are great.
Yeah, your business person special. So for those of you not here at the ballpark today, thanks for listening while you're at work. Just make sure your boss doesn't catch you.
And the players love them because it gives them a chance for dinner one night a week on the road.
You enjoy the evening and just get a little bit of time to get to bed a little earlier than usual and rest up for the next day.
Yes. Susana finishing up his warm-up tosses behind him defensively. You're watching on MILB TV, you just saw. Lyles in left, De La Cruz in center, De La Rosa in right. Nerano at first, Glassers at second. Abrams at short, Wallace at third, and C.J. Stubbs behind the plate. Standing in is Trey Cruz. Cruz was on base three times last night, a couple of hits, a walk, and he scored twice. So Susana, who works out of the stretch at all times, puts that right foot against the rubber. And now he is into the stretch as Cruz waits. Long hold, then he delivers. And the first pitch is pulled on the ground along the first baseline. Nerano has it, tosses to Susana, who does just beat Cruz at the bag. And that's how we start a 3-1 ground out. 12:02 is the official start time, 65 degrees. So today's game time and temperature are presented by Jimmy Juice. When it's game time, it's Jimmy Juice time. Canned cocktails, carbonated to perfection, dangerously good, and available your next trip to FNB Field. Here's Carlos Mendoza. I love that read. Mendoza, and he takes a fastball for a strike, and the count is 0-1. He's hitting .333 with four RBIs. Erie in their yellow tops, with Erie across the front, number on the back. The Senators in their red tops, red caps. A pitch skips into the plate, and the count is 1-1.
Yeah, I like these Seawolves uniforms quite a lot. They're kind of like Willie Stargell era Pirates unis.
Yes, they are. They just need the pants to go with them.
Yes.
How do you think that went over in the 70s? 1-1. Here is the 1-1 pitch, and it's outside with an off-speed delivery, 2-1. In the late 70s, playing above senior league, above that, in equivalent to American Legion, where I was at. 2-1. The 2-1 pitch misses, and it's 3-1. We had white pullover tops that were old mesh type material from the late 70s. They were almost like plastic. And then red pants, bright red.
Oh.
With white pinstripes.
Oh, man.
And we thought they were cool, actually. I mean, that's just what people, that's what.
That was the style at
that's
the time.
That's what they were doing in the late 70s, yes.
I appreciate those more flamboyant uniforms.
Yeah. I mean, we were okay with them. I don't think, yeah. 3-1. The 3-1 is high, 4. One out walk, and here is Jay Colton. Jalen Goodman is the home plate umpire. Stone Garver is over at first. Then Elliot Melton, who took a pitch off his right knee last night. He is here and at third base.
Yeah, and credit to him again. That was a tough one to watch last night.
So Holton standing in. He is hitting 178. 3 home runs, 7 RBIs, and the first pitch is a breaking ball in for a strike, and it's 0-1.
I saw the replay of that after the ball game last night. It that pitch did not catch any of Romero's mitt. It just went straight into his right knee.
And it missed his shin guard as the breaking ball is a strike, and the count is 0-2. It may have clipped the shin guard a little, or it may have been a pretty awful noise from his knee. See, today is Wet Nose Wednesday. There's a doggy enjoying the game, looking around. 0-2, the 0-2 pitch fouled straight back, and it remains 0-2. For Susana, and look, Susana's likely going to pitch in the big leagues at some point, almost no matter what, though. I mean, he certainly has the stuff, and that's why he's going to go to the big leagues. Breaking ball is hit high in the air to right center field. It looks like it's De La Cruz, the center fielder, drifting with it to his left. He makes the catch, 2 outs, and that brings up Justice Bigby. But what you'd like to see is if there are going to be strikeouts, which there are, that they don't take 7 or 8 pitches every time there's a strikeout.
Well, the key for Susana is the same key as every other guy trying to become a major league pitcher, which is get strike one as much as you can. It makes the rest of it a lot easier.
Well, in his case, strike one, and then sometimes he's just going to have to figure out as he matures, first offering is a swing and a miss, on how to get softer contact like that.
Yes, had him out in front of that breaking pitch and way underneath it.
Earlier in the at-bat, so the pitch counts aren't 20 pitches to 25 pitches each frame. No balls in a strike. The 0-1 pitch is hit high in the air to right and deep. De La Rosa back. He's on the warning track. He has room, and he makes the catch. There's a walk, and nothing comes of it. We go to the bottom of the first. Erie doesn't score. The Senators coming up on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400.
This is the number of batteries of Pennsylvania.
Bottom half of the first inning, right-hander Troy Melton is on the mound. Daylen Lyle leads off. Lyle hitting 292, a home run, 10 runs driven in. With Frankie Vernowski, I'm Terry Byram. Melton kicks and deals. And the first pitch, a strike. Perfect location at the knees on the inside part of the plate, and the count is 0-1. The windup and the 0-1 pitch is high for a ball, 1-1. He has thrown 13 innings, allowed just 5 hits, 13 strikeouts, 3 walks, 1 run, and it was an unearned run. So he has a 0 ERA. The 1-1 pitch is hit high in the air out to right center field. Chasing back is Allen, the center field. They're crossing onto the warning track, makes the catch, and there is one out.
A breaking pitch that caught quite a lot of plate about thigh high. Good swing by Lyle, but just to a deep part of the ballpark.
He hit that ball 102 miles an hour and over 380 feet. But here, that's where fly balls go to die. Mostly. Here's C.J. Abrams. He walked twice last night. Struck out as the first pitch is a breaking ball that drops in for a strike, and it's 0-1. A windup and the 0-1 pitch misses, one ball and one strike. In his last outing, which came on the 16th against Akron, 5 innings, 2 hits, 3 strikeouts, and a walk. The 1-1, and that is skied high in the air to right. Bigby going back on to the warning track, just onto the edge, and he makes the catch. And there are 2 outs.
That was a big league fly out, wasn't it? That ball was way up there.
He just got underneath that pitch. An off-speed delivery that was ended up right down the middle, and he didn't miss it. He just was under it. 2 outs, and here's Carlos De La Cruz. 208 average, a couple of home runs, and 4 runs driven in. Right-handed batter, and the first pitch is a strike. I'm told by our resident information guru, Andy Linker, he's the tallest center fielder in Senators history, which makes sense as the fastball misses in. He's 6'8".
Is James Wood not listed at, or was James listed at 6'7"?
Well, I don't know, but I don't know that he played center field. I guess he
might have
been
in
center field. Yeah, we'll have to Google James Wood. You're going to correct the guru. You're treading into territory, I tell you what. The windup and the 1-1, and it's chopped to short. 2 hard bounces for Cruz. He has it, and he throws on to first, and that does it. 1-2-3. We head to the second, and there is no score on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400.
It's time for the quarterback to win it.
Thanks, Brian. I'm down here on the field with Jill. Jill is from the Charlotte. Jill, what are you doing here?
I'm really good.
That's a solid team there, Bill. Okay, we're going to ask you to make as many dog breeds you can in 15 looks like he got 10 some picks on your favor. Jill, thank you for playing quarter minute to win presented by PCU. You can come stay, Trevor.
Thank you.
All right, back to you, Ryan.
Top half of the second inning, Eliezer Alfonso, then Chris Myers and Eduardo Valencia for Erie, 5, 6, and 7. What did we find out about James Wood?
6, 7.
Okay. So the guru is still the guru.
Indeed.
All right, just checking. Alfonso hitting 313, and now Susana wants time, and you don't get to – as a pitcher, you don't get to call time. And with nobody on base, you don't get to step off to stop the clock. So C.J. Stubbs called time and jogs out to the mound. It was about to be ball one. And I've said this on the air several times about the clock and the start of the inning. I have no idea how a pitcher is not ready to throw the first pitch of an inning well within the time.
Yeah, it can be an inexcusable mistake if it goes through. And we had that the last time the Sens were home. I think the Flying Squirrels had a pitch timer violation to begin a frame.
I think there were a couple of times last week that timeouts were taken or a violation as the first pitch to Alfonso is a ball. And before the clock, we just wouldn't have called it a clock violation, but you're out there on the mound and you're not ready and the catcher has to go out to see you. The 1-0 pitch is in for a strike, 1-1. There were so many traditionalists when the limits went in on visits to the mound and people just went crazy. Well, how are they going to do a game if they can't go out to the mound as much as the 1-1 offering is hit in the air to center field? De La Cruz retreating to his left, angling away from home plate. He makes the catch off his left shoulder, one away. Well, first off, I'm going to put this in quotes. The old days, the catcher was out there once an inning or maybe twice an inning, and that was ridiculous.
Yeah, and when has, over the last few years, at any level, when have you seen a team go, oh, we can't visit the mound, we've run out of visits?
Right. That doesn't happen. Here's Chris Myers, left-handed batter, 227 with four RBIs, and the pitch is up and away for a ball, 1-0. And then the pitch clock. And it's funny, I haven't heard or seen it referenced in the big leagues at all this year. The 1-0 pitch is a check swing on a pitch down. The appeal, he does not go around, and the count is 2-0. Two balls and no strikes. Susana from the first base side of the rubber delivers, and it's a swing and a miss on a fastball. And the count is 2-1. Myers, in the game last night, had a two-run single in the four-run sixth inning. His single really was the backbreaker in that half inning, taking it from a 4-0 game to 6-0. The 2-1 pitch misses outside with a breaking ball, and it's 3-1. Three balls in one strike. The 3-1, swing and a miss, and it's 3-2.
That's a good fastball there on the outside and up in the zone.
So Myers uses his timeout and is back in the box. Susana into the stretch. Long hold, and he delivers a breaking ball called strike three. That pitch just catching the upper outside part of the plate. First strikeout for Susana, and that's a called strike three. That's a Sherwin Williams paint the corner strikeout for Jarlin Susana.
Well, that breaking ball ended up just about right where the previous fastball was, and that's what we were talking about pregame. You locate those high fastballs on the corners, then everything else becomes extremely difficult for the hitters.
First pitch is in for a strike, and the count is 0-1 to Eduardo Valencia hitting 273. Home run and five runs driven in. Stands back in the box with a slightly open stance up on his front of his foot, pointed inward as a breaking ball swing and a miss. The count is 0-2. A lot of guys, they pick that foot up and they turn pigeon-toed in the batter's box. I am not sure I've ever tried to do that.
It's awkward to look at least.
It is, but I think it's just a part of making sure that the rest of their body is where it needs to be with the swing, right? Because as he sets up normal, and then he turns that foot inward. The 0-2 is a check swing. They'll appeal, and he did not go around. One ball and two strikes. One and two. And the 1-2. Fastball. Called strike three. That went 100 miles an hour. Another Sherwin-Williams paint the corner strikeout. That's two for him, two in a row, and we played an inning and a half. There's no score on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400.
It's time for the Lucky Scramble, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Our contestants are wearing registered red buttons you can find at their store. And look them in for their wagons. Here's Jackson.
Thanks, Brian. This ain't the Oregon Trail. We got some wagons. Is still anyone's race out here. And what place it might be for a finish? And then Laura is our winner today. Let's give it up for both of our contestants here in the White Square, represented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Ryan, back to you.
Bottom half of the second inning, no score. Nick Schnell, Caden Wallace, and C.J. Stubbs against the right-hander Troy Melton. Frankie Vernowski to my left, and I'm Terry Byram. First pitch swung out and missed, and the count is 0-1. Well, the second inning, Jarlin Susana looked pretty sharp, throwing free and easy. The 0-1 is popped up foul and out of play off to the left, and the count is 0-2.
Yeah, started locating the both the fastball and the slider a little sharper than in the first frame.
No balls and two strikes. The windup, and here's the 0-2. And that's hit high in the air to right center field. Bigby, the right fielder, back in front of the fence, and he jumps and he makes the catch. Against the top of the fence or the yellow pad, and there is one out. He appeared to have a pretty good read on that the entire way out there. And that ball did not carry quite as well as you think for a ball out there. I don't think he took away a home run, but he took one hitting off the top of the fence for sure.
Yeah, now a few guys on both sides that have threatened home runs out there.
Here is Caden Wallace, right-handed batter, and the first pitch is a swing and a miss. Count is 0-1. Wallace hitting 182, a home run, and five runs driven in. The 0-1 pitch, fastball misses, one ball and one strike. Just off the plate, knee high, 96 miles an hour. Troy Melton really comes overhand. As a ground ball hit to the backhanded shortstop of Cruz, fielded that nicely. Short hop throw to first, dug out by Valencia, and there are two outs.
Well, Melton has a rather short arm action, doesn't he? He has a little bit more of the catcher's throwing style, where he almost brings the ball straight back to his ear and throws from there.
Very much the new style of what guys are taught, especially in the offseason and some of the pitching labs. So that they can better shape pitches as C.J. Stubbs stands in. CJ hitting 200, a home run, three RBIs, takes a strike. Our guru, Andy Linker, shared with us that this is the first time ever in Senators history, as the pitch is swung on and missed 0-2, there have been two CJs in the starting lineup.
Oh.
I can't imagine there's ever been two CJs on the team at one time.
Yeah, how about that?
I mean, CJ is not as a swing and a miss on a pitch in the dirt. Alfonso picks the ball up and throws it down to first base in time, and that does it. 1-2-3, go the Senators. We head to the third, and there is no score on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Top half of the third inning. It's a new inning. It's a new day. And it's a new broadcaster, Frankie Vernosky.
Scoreless game as we begin the third frame on this beautiful, sunshiny afternoon here in Harrisburg. The third inning is presented by Nomad Distilling. You can now find Nomad Distilling's canned cocktails at FNB Field, proudly made in Pennsylvania. 8-9-1 in the Erie order against Susana. First, Jim Jarvis, left-hand batter. And Susana's pitch to him is hit hard on the ground, bounced off the mound, and rolling into center field for a base hit. First hit of the afternoon for either side. Puts the leadoff man aboard for the Seawolves. Fastball that caught a lot of plate. There's Brady Allen. He did not play in last night's game. His eighth ball game of the year for Erie. Right-hand hitting center fielder. 174 batter, a home run, two runs batted in. Jarvis leads from first, and Susana's pitch to Allen, a fastball strike at 95 miles an hour, nothing and one. Jarvis over there first base, he's wearing a hoodie today. Scoreboard reading 73 degrees, and there's sunshine bathing the ballpark. The 0-1, low and away, a ball and a strike. Terry, can you think of a guy in your time here, and maybe he wasn't a Senator, a comparison to Jarlin Susana? Has there been one off the top of your head the few times you've seen him?
Well, I guess Steven Strasburg comes to mind just with.
This is the next pitch to Allen, misses high. It's 2-1.
How hard he threw back at that time. It's hard for me to say back in the day when it doesn't seem like it was that many years ago.
But shockingly, I guess it's been 15 years just about, right?
Yes, yes, 15 years.
2-1, breaking pitch, fouled back, 2-2. Strasburg also had a curveball and changeup. Susana, we mostly just see a couple of different fastballs and that mid to upper 80 slider. The big right-hander is ready. He throws over to first, but Jarvis is standing safely on the bag. Jarlin comes set just above his belt. Wide set position, his feet a little wider than shoulder width apart. Ready from the first base side of the rubber. The pitch is up and inside and clips Allen. The He did begin his swing, but they appeal, and he did not go. So it's first and second, nobody out, as Allen got caught somewhere in the hand or wrist or finger area, and he seems to be perfectly okay. Credit to him, that was a fastball at 97 miles an hour. They are evaluating him, though. Erie trainer and manager feeling around his right hand, and he seems to be okay. Well, at least he's playing it that way.
Well, that can't feel good.
No way. I might have been rolling around in the dirt crying a little bit before I took my base. Scoreless game, top of the third. It is first and second, nobody out. The first real threatening situation for either side early in this game. And we're back to the top of the Seawolves order with the switch hitting, now left-hand batting, Trey Cruz at the plate. Bounced out to first, his first time up today. Susana holds and then steps off. Third baseman Caden Wallace playing 20 feet or so off the line in a step on the infield grass. Middle infielders are pinched in towards second, playing in just a little bit, hoping to turn two. Runners lead first and second. Pitch to Cruz inside for a ball at 98, a fastball missing, 1-0. A one-out walk in the first, then Susana had retired five in a row, including with a couple of strikeouts. Here a single and a hit batsman. The 1-0. Fastball, check swing, foul ball into the Erie dugout, and then ricochets off the bench and back out onto the field where it's retrieved by Caden Wallace. That was a hot shot coming into the dugout. Fortunate that no one was sitting in the way of that. Susana looking in. Long look in. Now set with 5 seconds on the clock. The pitch. Swing and a miss on a high fastball up out of the zone at 99. He's ahead of Cruz here. A ball and two strikes. Go with another fastball up, or does he go with the breaking pitch? Jarvis from second. Allen from first. Nobody out. And C.J. Stubbs and Susana not quite on the same page, so time called, and Stubbs makes a quick visit to the mound.
Well, I would think there'll be a discussion after this inning is over in the dugout with that involves Rigo Beltran, because they seem to have had an issue with coming together.
Right from the get-go.
Yes.
Remember in the... I guess that was last inning that Susana had to, or Stubbs rather, had to call time, so there was not a pitch timer violation to begin the frame. Of course, the signs likely changing up a bit with a man out there at second base looking in. First and second, nobody out. A ball and two strikes. And the pitch to Cruz. Breaking pitch in the dirt. Couldn't get him to chase. 2-2. Sets himself up well to come back with that high heater. We'll see. Cruz batting 308 on the season. And an on-base percentage over 450. The 2-2, another breaking pitch. This one up in the zone and fouled back. 85 miles an hour on the slider. Carlos Mendoza waits on deck. He's had a good start to the year. Ready. And another 2-2. Fastball fouled back. That one up and away, maybe out of the zone. And Cruz with a good short two-strike swing. Get a piece of it. Susana trying to put the pesky hitter away. This will be the seventh pitch of the at-bat. Another 2-2. Breaking pitch in the dirt to run the count full, 3-2. Again, couldn't get him to chase that sharp slider towards the back foot. Good speed on the base paths. Infield still hoping to turn two here. dangerous count. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Susana ready. And deals. A breaking pitch weakly grounded to the left side. Abrams for it. Flips to second for one. The throw on to first. It's in time. A 6-4-3 double play with Jarvis going to third. But that Seltzer's Lebanon Bologna double smoked double play makes this a heck of a lot more manageable for Susana and the Senators. Two away. That ball not hit very hard and cruised with good speed, but it was close to second base, so Abrams with a short, quick flip to second and a good turn by Glasser. Senators lead the league in double plays turn. That's 19 on the year. So man at third, two outs. Here's Carlos Mendoza in the left-handed box, and his first pitch is fouled back. Fastball, nothing at one. Mendoza drew a walk his first time up. Playing in his 12th game, he's batting .333 in his time so far. Scoreless game, top of the third. Mendoza calls time. Powerful hitter Jake Holton waits on deck, and the extremely dangerous Justice Bigby in the hole. So Susana wants to end things here. The 0-1. Fastball fouled away off to the left, clanging off of the frame of what will be the Senators' clubhouse coming up here soon. Nothing at two. Right-hander ready. The 0-2. Fastball smacked the other way past Caden Wallace into left field for a base hit. Jarvis scores. Mendoza rounds first. He's aboard with the two-out RBI single, and the Seawolves have taken a 1-0 lead in the third.
Well, that was a 100-mile-an-hour pitch, but Mendoza didn't try to do anything with it at all. He just almost stuck his bat out there and just flicked at it and let the 99 miles an hour do all the work. He hit that ball 95 miles an hour.
Good two-strike hitting on a fastball just off the plate. And exactly right, just defensively smacking it that way. And Caden Wallace was playing off the line, so it went past him. Man at first, two outs for Jake Holton. Right-hand batter takes a fastball up and in, 1-0. Holton flied out to De La Cruz in center field, his first time up. The 1-0 skipped in the dirt in the left-handed box, and Stubbs tries to catch the runner, Mendoza going back to first, but he dives safely in. Susana falling behind Holton, 2 balls and no strikes. Which will be the 19th of the inning. 2-0. Come up and inside, a breaking pitch that slipped out of his hand and missed. He's falling behind now. 3 balls, no strikes. And 3-0. Fastball, check swing. He could not hold up on a pitch that was up out of the zone at 98. 3-1. Garland threw just 25 pitches through the first two frames. Now 20 here in the third. The 3-1 is up and away for ball four. And again, it is first and second here with two outs for Justice Bigby. Cleanup hitter. Bigby flying out to the warning track in right field his first time up. He's 0 for 1. He did drive in a run in last night's game with his Eastern League leading 17 RBIs on the young season. 1-0 Erie, top three. Seawolves with first and second, two outs. Righty-righty matchup at the plate. Susana's pitch, breaking ball, bounced through the middle of the infield for a base hit. Mendoza rounding third as De La Cruz fields. His only play is to throw to the cutoff as Mendoza scores on the Bigby RBI base hit. And it's 2-0 Erie in the third.
Well, that was a curveball, but it was out over the plate. And Bigby may have gone up there thinking about that pitch because he hit that ball solidly right back up the middle, 104 miles an hour. So it, just that approach makes you think that that's what he was looking for.
Yes, he was ready to jump on it. maybe thinking to himself, if I get anything other than a fastball here, I'm swinging. And to your point, yes, caught a lot of plate as well. So Rigo Beltran is out as now, after the double play, the Seawolves have three straight two-out hits. Started with a Jim Jarvis base hit up the middle, and then Susana hit Brady Allen, but the dangerous Trey Cruz then bounced into a 6-4-3 double play. That moved Jarvis to third with two outs. And since then, a Carlos Mendoza RBI single, a Jake Holton base hit, or walk, pardon me, and then an RBI single from Justice Bigby.
Well, the two big plays are the Brady Allen being hit by a pitch with two strikes and the 0-2 single.
Now, Susana needs to bear down, try to keep the damage to just the two runs as Eliezer Alfonso comes in, standing in the left-handed batter's box. Alfonso flied out to center field his first time up. First and second, two outs. Urie's already played at two here in the third. It's 2-0. Susana's pitch to Alfonso, misses low and inside. A fastball that scoots him out of the way a little bit. 1-0. And that's largely been the difference between this inning and the first two, falling behind. The 1-0. A line drive into right field for a base hit. De La Rosa over for it as Holton rounds third. De La Rosa throws to second with Bigby going first to third. The throw from the cutoff to third is not in time. Holton scores. Bigby to third. And Alfonso on first with the fourth straight two-out base runner for Erie. It's 3-0 Seawolves in the third. That was a close play at third. De La Rosa threw to C.J. Abrams, the cutoff, right around second base, and then Abrams fired it to Wallace at third, just not quite in time. And the string of base runners continues. This is the seventh man to bat in the inning. And on first and third, two outs for Chris Myers, the left-hand hitting left fielder, who Susana struck out looking his first time up. Runner goes from first. Nope, he stopped, but it was fouled back anyway, nothing and one. Alfonso breaking on the pitch, maybe four or five strides, and then stopped dead in his tracks. The 0-1, breaking pitch in there for a strike. Sharp one there at 85. Ahead of Myers, nothing and two. Caden Wallace playing way off the line at third. Susana ready. The 0-2. Breaking pitch up and away. A ball and two strikes. Just seems like dangerous holes on the left side of the infield when you got a guy like Susana throwing as hard as he does. Gives batters a good chance to smack balls the other way as the 1-2's a wave and a miss. And a breaking pitch below the knees had Myers way out in front for strike three in the third out, but the Seawolves do score three runs on four hits. No errors, they leave two. To the last of the third, it's the Seawolves 3 and the Senators nothing on ESPN 96.5, 95.3 at 1400. Last of the third inning in Harrisburg. Senators have some work to do as the Seawolves put up a three spot in the top of the frame. They've got to do it against Troy Melton, who has pitched rather well today and this season so far. The right-hander into the windup against Joe Naranjo in the left-handed box and deals a first pitch fastball strike on the inside at 94. It's nothing at one. Six up, six down for Melton to this point. 0-1, a breaking ball bounced to short. Backhanded by Cruz, who makes an off-balance throw to first in time, one away. And that's seven retired on just 20 pitches for Melton. Bringing Jeremy De La Rosa to the plate with nobody on and one out. De La Rosa, the left-hand batter, playing in his fifth game of the season. He is 3-for-13. Melton working quickly, deals a breaking pitch up out of the zone, 1-0. Working very quickly, the 1-0. That's a strike, catching a lot of plate at 88 miles an hour, 1-1. Melton gets the ball back, stands right back on the rubber, looks in, and then starts the windup. The 1-1, fouled back, 1-2. Of course, that's the sort of key to any pitcher's success is finding that rhythm. Well, Melton in a rhythm now. He's not had to work out of the stretch so far. Getting ahead of batters. It's a ball and two strikes to De La Rosa. And the pitch taken for a ball. Apparently, well, both Alfonso, the catcher, and Melton on the mound thought they had strike three. It looked to be above the knees on our pitch tracker, but De La Rosa will take it to even the count. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch. Fastball smacked the other way on a line into left field for a base hit. De La Rosa with a good two-strike swing, taking a fastball off the plate outside the other way. And the Senators have their first base runner of the day. That was rather similar to Jim Jarvis's base hit to lead off the Seawolves' half of the third here. Just a good two-strike swing. So De La Rosa on first with one out. Senators trail 3-0 bottom three. It brings Philip Glasser to the plate. Left-hand batter. Melton out of the stretch, kicks and throws. A first pitch strike on the inside at 90 miles an hour. Nothing at one. Glasser in his ninth game, he is batting .387. Because when he's played, he has been hot. The 0-1. Takes that for a strike. Belt high over the outer third at 89. Quickly, nothing at two. Melton really just firing in strike after strike. Glasser calls time. Dalen Lyle on the top of the order, waiting on deck. Right-hander ready, closed set position, and deals a ball that's golfed out to right field on a line and falls for a base hit, rolling all the way to the fence. De La Rosa on his way to third, Glasser on his way to second. Here comes the throw in from Bigby. No play anywhere. It's a double for Philip Glasser, and the Senators, just like that, have men on second and third with only one out. Philip Glasser with his fourth double of the season. A little bit out in front of an off-speed delivery at the knees and drove it well out to right field. No play for Bigby out there. A golden opportunity for the Senators to immediately respond to the three spot put up by the Seawolves in the top of the frame. Dalen Lyle in the left-handed box is the tying run. Second and third, one out. Melton's pitch. High out of the zone, 1-0. Dalen flying out to center field, deep center field, his first time up. And an RBI triple in the eighth inning of last night's game. Pitch. Fastball swing and a miss. Up and away at 96. It's 1-1. Don't need to tie it here, but to grab one or two runs would make a considerable difference in quickly pausing the Seawolves' momentum. Base hit could certainly score two. Outfield is playing deep here. Infield has Dalen DePoole. The 1-1. chases a fastball up out of the zone. He knew it. It's 1-2. You can tell he didn't quite want to swing at that, but 96 up out of the zone, and now Dalen needs to defend. It's a ball and two strikes. Melton, the right-hander, set at the midsection. And the 1-2. Tomahawked out on a line to right center field, down for a base hit, splitting the gap. De La Rosa scores. Glasser coming in to score. Lyle on his way to second. He slides ahead of the throw from the center fielder, Allen, with a two RBI double. And the Senators cut down the Seawolves' lead. It's now 3-2 here in the third. And Dalen Lyle continues to drive in runs. That's now 12 RBIs for him. On a pitch that was way, way up there. Fastball at 97 at his chin. And after chasing the previous fastball out of the zone, he got a piece of that one. And now there's a bit of a discrepancy or frustration being expressed with the home plate umpire, Jalen Goodman, and I really have no idea why. As C.J. Abrams was coming to the plate, the catcher, Eliezer Alfonso, was arguing with him there. And then the Erie pitching coach, he's out for a mound visit, and now Erie manager Andrew Graham is going back and forth with the home plate umpire.
I'm not sure if it's about pitches called a strike or not. I don't know if that's the issue.
But they're really jawing back and forth. I don't see how that would be relevant anyway, at least to the last couple of at-bats.
Well, one was a called strike three. That pitch that you mentioned that looked like it was above
the... Oh, that's true to Philip Glasser or...
I think it was De La Rosa, actually.
Yes. Yes, that's right.
And it's possible that they're still heated about that. I'm not sure, but the way they're motioning out to the middle of the diamond, I'm not positive what might have been happening there.
Whatever it is, they're not happy. The Senators now have a chance to tie the game. It's 3-2 Erie, bottom three. The speedy Dalen Lyle at second with only one out. And here's the big leaguer, C.J. Abrams, in the left-handed box, who just missed a home run his first time up. He's 0-1. Right-hander kicks and throws. A fastball strike at the knees at 91. It's nothing and one. His first time up, Abrams got a pitch up in the zone and hit it a mile high out to the warning track in right field. The 0-1 to him. He is smacked foul left side out of play onto the boardwalk. Nothing and two. Carlos De La Cruz waiting on deck. Outfield is straight up against Abrams. Big shift on the infield. Shortstop Cruz playing just about as far up the middle as he's permitted to. The 0-2 in the dirt, in and out of the middle of Alfonso. Lyle going right as soon as it hits the dirt, and even though it didn't get far from Alfonso, he scurries onto third on the wild pitch. Now a fly ball can score him. Heads up, aggressive base running from Dalen Lyle. Because Alfonso kept that ball in front of him, but it hit the dirt and bounced in front of the home plate, maybe 10, 12 feet. Infield now playing in. The 1-2 to Abrams. Check swing foul ball. Holding 1-2. Corner infielders are playing about in the base paths. The middle infielders are in on the grass. Outfield still deep. Melton set. Another 1-2. Breaking pitch that's hit into the air out into right center field. Bigby over and in. He makes the catch with Lyle tagging. Bigby throws into the cutoff, but there's no play at home as Lyle scores on the sack fly RBI from C.J. Abrams to tie the ball game at 3 here in the third.
Well, that's the kind of at-bat that you would expect to have from a big leaguer on a rehab, driving a run in, even with two strikes and less than two outs. And how about that? The Senators respond against the guy that hadn't given up a run all year, an earned run all year, and they tie the game.
They've got now three earned runs against him here in the frame. Bases empty, two outs in our tied game, bottom three. Here's Carlos De La Cruz, right-hand batter. Takes a breaking ball outside at the knees at 79. It's 1-0. One out single from Jeremy De La Rosa, a one out double from Philip Glasser. As the next pitch, he chases low and away, 1-1. A two RBI double from Dalen Lyle and a sac fly from C.J. Abrams. The 1-1, taken low and in, 2-1. De La Cruz bounced down to the shortstop, Trey Cruz, his first time up. The 2-1, check swing on a ball in the dirt, and he went around. It's 2-2, and I'm fooled on that breaking pitch. Nick Schnell would be next. Melton steps into the windup, and the 2-2. Breaking ball, he lays off that one, low and away. Biting off the plate. 3-2. Melton had thrown just 18 pitches through the first two innings. He's thrown over 20 here in the third as the 3-2. Fastball fouled off to the right. Defensive swing from De La Cruz just to stay alive. Melton throws hard, too. He's got several different pitches and throws lots of off-speed pitches, but his fastball comes in quickly, 95, 96 miles an hour. Seventh pitch of the at-bat coming. 3-2. Up for ball four. Fastball way out of the zone. De La Cruz draws the two-out walk to prolong this third inning. There is now a right-hander beginning to loosen in the Seawolves bullpen. Now Nick Schnell digging into the left-handed box. Schnell also with a deep fly out to right field. Actually took Justice Bigby all the way out to the fence. 0-1. Had a couple of base hits in last night's game. De La Cruz leads from first. Melton back in the stretch, kicks and deals. A ball that's ripped out to right field on a line. Bigby can't get there. It hits off the base of the fence. He fields with De La Cruz going to third. Schnell galloping into second. He slides safely with a two-out double. And the Sens keep the line moving. It's second and third with two outs.
Well, he went up looking for a fastball, and he got the fastball. He took something off that. Maybe it was a cutter. 90 miles an hour one way or the other on the inside part of the plate, and Nick Schnell hit that ball hard.
We've really seen him pepper the right field corner, haven't we, Nick Schnell? Now the Sens have the early go-ahead run 90 feet away for Caden Wallace. Caden is 0-1. He's the eighth man to bat in the inning. Righty-righty matchup. Pitch. Fastball misses outside at 96. It's 1-0. The Senators doing to Troy Melton here exactly what the Seawolves did to Sasana in the top of the frame, making him work rather hard. The 1-0 to Wallace. Popped up in the air, foul territory right side, and pushing out of play. C.J. Stubbs on deck. Would be the ninth man to bat. Base hit could certainly score two. Very good speed with Nick Schnell out there at second. Neither runner being held on here. The 1-1 to Wallace. Breaking pitch tapped off the end of the bat. Foul. Had him way out in front on a slider right down the middle at 85. It's 1-2. Line scores matching right now. 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors for both sides. Last of the third. De La Cruz leads from third. Schnell from second. The 1-2. Swing and a miss for strike three and the third out. But the Senators do tie up the ball game with 3 runs on 4 hits. No errors, 2 left in scoring position. On to the fourth, it's the Senators 3, the Seawolves 3 on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Fourth inning here in Harrisburg. Frankie Vernowski, Terry Byram with you. Thanks for joining us, making us a part of your Wednesday afternoon on this absolutely picture-perfect day. 73 degrees and lots of sunshine. Fun ball game so far. It's 3-3 between the Seawolves and the Senators beginning the fourth. With right-handed throwing Jarlin Susana back out there and Eduardo Valencia in the right-handed box. The pitch, a wave and a miss at a breaking pitch on the outside at 81. Had him way off balance, nothing and one. Both pitchers cruised through the first two innings and then faced roadblocks in the third. The 0-1 hit on a sharp line drive, one-hopping Abrams. He can't field the short hop, and Valencia's on first with the fifth hit of the afternoon for Erie. That was an extremely short hop that Abrams tried to just Olay almost. It's being ruled as an E6 rather than a base hit, so pardon me. There's a man at first regardless. Nobody out for Jim Jarvis, who takes a fastball up and away. 1-0. Both Susana and Melton combined to throw just 43 pitches through the first two innings. Then they both combined to throw 60 pitches in the third. Next pitch misses high out of the zone. 2-0. Tough start to this frame. That, even though he's a big leaguer, that was a tough play for Abrams there. The 2-0. Fastball misses outside at 95. Three balls and no strikes. Nine place batter Allen waiting on deck, and then it's the top of the order again. 3-0. Fastball chopped to short. Abrams fields, throws to second for one. Glasser on to first, and plenty of time for a Seltzer's Lemon and Bologna double smoked double play. 6-4-3. Abrams almost immediately after the error makes up for it. The sharp double play. Second double play turned by the Senators today. It's a 3-3 game, top four. Nobody on, two outs for the Seawolves. And here's the nine place batter, Brady Allen, in the right-handed box. Pitch to him, well outside, 1-0. Allen was plunked by a pitch his first time up, up in his right hand. Now Susana, a chance for a quick fourth inning to follow up that laborious third. The 1-0. Breaking pitch fouled back. Allen managing to wait and wait on that high curveball at 80 miles an hour. Fouling it back. A ball and a strike. As our ball game is just over an hour old. The 1-1. Low and away. Fastball at 99 missing. Want to retire Allen here, not just to have the quick inning, but so you could start with the bases empty and Trey Crews next inning. But here's a ball that lands 4 feet shy of home plate, skipping in the dirt. He's fallen behind the ninth place batter, 3-1. Bases empty, two outs. Susana set from the first base side of the rubber. The 3-1. Fastball chopped softly left side. Two long hops for Abrams, who fields and fires on to first in time for the third out. A PPL Electric Utilities energy efficient 1-2-3 inning for Susana in the Sens. Visit savewithppl.com to learn how you could be energy efficient too. To the last of the fourth, it's the Senators 3, the Seawolves 3 on ESPN 96.5, 95.3 and 1400.
Jacob and his dog Kodak here. They're going to be seeing who can finish the people first. All right, on your marks, get set, go!
Last of the fourth inning. It is 3-3 between the Senators and Seawolves here on City Island. First Affleck call to the bullpen for either side brings right-handed throwing Austin Berkner to the mound for Erie. C.J. Stubbs in the right-handed box takes his first pitch for a strike. A fastball at 92 right down the middle. It's nothing at one. So Troy Melton goes three innings, four hits, three runs, a walk, and two strikeouts. Berkner, the right-hander, deals. Fastball outside, 1-1. This is his fourth appearance of the young season, third in relief. It's not going well for him so far. He's 1-2 and has allowed nine runs in eight innings of work. The 1-1, breaking pitch cued off the end of the bat, foul right side. It's 1-2. We talked about this last night. The Seawolves have a great bullpen with an ERA of about 2.30. One of the many factors contributing to their early season success here. The 1-2, breaking pitch line softly right side, but caught on a bobble by Jim Jarvis, the second baseman, who came in and to his left, got glove on it, kind of popped up just a half a foot or so away from him, and then he corralled it, completing the play. Out number one. There's Joe Naranjo, left-hand batter. Bounced out to the shortstop, Trey Cruz, his first time up. Berkner deals. A curveball strike on the outside at 80 miles an hour. It's nothing at one. Austin Berkner winds over his head when he steps into the windup. Here it is. Leg kick and a hitch in the delivery here before delivering a breaking ball low and inside. 1-1. That was the first time we saw that. He went through the leg kick and then just held it for a moment, kicked it again, and then delivered the pitch. 1-1, misses high and away, 2-1. And then after his leg kick, he drops his throwing hand down to his side, straight down, before winding it back up to deal the pitch. The 2-1, chopped on the right side. Two hops for Jarvis, who's a step onto the outfield grass, back into his right. He fields the throws to first in time for the second out. 3-3 game, bottom four. Bases empty, two outs for the Senators. And here's Jeremy De La Rosa, left-hand hitting right fielder. De La Rosa got the rally started an inning ago with his one-out base hit, a line drive single to the opposite field. Infield playing him to pull. Bergner's pitch taken up in inside as De La Rosa limbos out of the way. 1-0. The 1-0. Off-speed delivery that stays high. 2-0. The way the infield's played, it's a good opportunity still for De La Rosa to smack a ball the opposite way. Third baseman Mendoza's about halfway between second and third as the next pitch is tapped foul. 2-1. Easier said than done, of course, especially on that pitch. That was a fastball in off the plate. Berkner looking just over his mitt at the sides, brings the hands together, winds them over his head, and the pitch. A fastball just below the knees, apparently, at 93. And again, seems to be some frustration there from Erie. That was actually just about the same pitch called for a ball against De La Rosa his last time up that Erie thought they had strike three on. The 3-1 is skied. Shallow right field, stopping Bigby in his tracks. Now he jogs in just a couple of steps to his left and makes the one-hand catch to retire the side. Sends set down in order in the fourth, so we hold as we head to the fifth. It's the Senators 3, the Seawolves 3. On ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. On to the fifth inning, knotted up at three. Sens and Seawolves back for the action. Here's Terry.
Well, I've done chomping on some tomatoes. Back to broadcasting, a little mid-afternoon snack. Trey Crews, leadoff batter. I'm not sure why we were paused momentarily, but we were. Left-handed batter, he has bounced to first and bounced into a double play. Jarlin Susan on the mound. Fifth inning, his fifth inning of work in this 3-3 game. First pitch, hit high in the air to center field. Easy play for De La Cruz, comes in a step and now just waits. He makes the catch and on one pitch, one out. Trey Crews does like to go after the first pitch. Even though he's a leadoff hitter. Comes from a long lineage of Major League Baseball. His grandfather played for the Astros, among other teams, and his dad played for the Giants. And I don't know, I think five or six teams. Carlos Mendoza stands in the first offering is a ball, 1-0. Mendoza has walked, and he has singled in a run. After the double play, he had a two-out hit in the third inning. The first of four straight batters that reached and three out of four that had singles. The 1-0 pitch moves him off the plate inside. Nope, pardon me. That was called a strike. It's one ball and one strike. That won't make Erie happy either, I don't think. We're not really sure what the earlier beef was about. The 1-1, and that is outside for a ball, 2-1. No action in the Senators' bullpen, nor is there action in Erie's bullpen, so Austin Bergner will continue for the Seawolves. The 2-1 offering is high and away for a ball, 3-1. Talked about this last night, but Erie, their bullpen has been outstanding, just a 2.44 ERA through the first couple of weeks. 3-1, and here's the 3-1 pitch. Breaking ball is a strike on the inside part of the plate, 3-2. Three balls and two strikes. Now Crews asks for time and receives time. I said Crews, pardon me, Mendoza. Crews already out. Up to 73 degrees now. Just a fine afternoon. 3-2, and the 3-2 breaking ball misses down and away. Second time that Mendoza has walked. It is the third walk issued by Jarlin Susana, and here is Jake Holton. Holton has hit a fly ball to center, and he has walked and scored. Senators have turned a couple of double plays. First pitch is a strike, and it's 0-1. They're looking for another one here that would get them out of this top half of the fifth inning. With those two double plays, the Senators have turned 20 on the season, which leads the Eastern League. Throw to first and diving back in is Mendoza. Both teams with four hits. The Senators have committed the only error. Susana sets. Mendoza with the lead at first base, and the pitch is a check swing they'll appeal, and he did not go around. They have that. They have a way to appeal that in one of the leagues, and I'm not sure which one it is. If it's the Florida State League or one of the AAA leagues where they do that based on electronics. The 1-1 misses, and it's 2-1, where I think they decide where the bat can get to by a line based on where the batter is standing in the batter's box. And if the bat gets to a certain spot, the barrel, on appeal, it's a swing. Runner bluffs, doesn't go, and the 2-1 pitch is skied in the air into right field. De La Rosa jogging in into shallow right, makes the catch. Two down. And Justice Bigby coming to the plate. Generally speaking, over all the years that I've done this, I think once a guy starts a swing beyond just really a flinch, he probably went far enough for it to be a swing based on the parameters of the challenge system. First pitch is tapped off the home plate area. Susana behind the mound comes up with it and throws to first in time. And that ends the inning. A terrific play by Susana, backpedaling, waiting for that ball to come down. Then he had to jump up to get it. We head to the bottom of the fifth, still 3-3 on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Bottom half of the fifth inning, Philip Glasser, Dalen Lyle, and C.J. Abrams off the right-hander Austin Bergner, the second pitcher of the afternoon. For Erie, it is 3-3. The right-hander Bergner delivers, and the pitch is lined on a hop to the retreating shortstop, Trey Cruz. He makes the play to first base in time, and there is one out. That ball not hit all that hard. Cruz backed up to a step into the shallow outfield to just have an easier hop chest high, and made a quick flip to first base. And here's Dalen Lyle. Lyle went for two, had a two-run double back in the third inning as the first pitch, fastball in for a strike. Really looks like with Bergner and Melton, they have similar deliveries that they are throwing downhill. Wind up, and the 0-1 pitch is grounded into left field, the vacant hole on the left side of the infield, and that's a base hit. Dalen Lyle with his second hit, and that brings up C.J. Abrams.
Yeah, easy enough and a good piece of hitting. Dalen got a pitch on the outer third or so, and he had about a mile of room to locate that through the left side.
C.J. has hit a fly ball to deep right and a fly ball to medium right. The second time, scored a run, so a sacrifice fly. Lyle the lead at first base. Bergner delivers, and it's a ground ball sharply hit to second. Jarvis goes to second for one to first, and it's a double play, 4-6-3. And just like that, we head to the sixth, and it's still 3-3 on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Top half of the sixth inning. Change on the mound, change in the booth. Here's Frankie Vernowski.
Terry, this Daffler call to the bullpen brings on left-handed throwing Garrett Davila for the Senators. After Susana throws five innings, allows four hits, three runs, three walks, three strikeouts. The left-hander Davila has Eliezer, Alfonso, Chris Myers, Eduardo Valencia, the first three to face him. Alfonso, batting from the right side, takes a first pitch strike over the middle above the knees at 85. It's nothing and one. Alfonso, one for two, RBI base hit his last time up. That was batting from the left side. Here he takes a breaking ball into the air, foul territory, shallow right field, right along the line, in fact. De La Rosa makes the catch, just a step into foul territory for the first out. Bringing Chris Myers, left hand hitting left fielder up. Myers was 0 for 2 against Susana. Couple of strikeouts, struck out looking and struck out swinging. Into the windup, Davila deals. Off speed delivery, sidearmed in there. Up and away at 75. It's 1-0. A hold and a big step, big rock, big kick, and this pitch is grounded through the right side of the infield between Glasser and Naranjo out into right field for a base hit. Seawolves' fifth hit of the day. Hit it hard, 105 miles an hour, sharply. One on, one out. Here's Eduardo Valencia, right hand hitting first baseman. He's 0 for 2. He has struck out. He's reached on an error. Pitch. Hit into the air. Foul territory right side, but no play for De La Rosa here. That one's well out of play. Nothing at one. Scoreboard now reading 76 degrees. How about that? Gorgeous Wednesday afternoon. The 0-1. Fouled back, hitting off the umpire, and then going to the backstop. Stop, it's nothing at two. Off-speed delivery up and in the zone. Davila in the driver's seat here. Nothing in two. Myers with a small lead off first. There is one out. High glove set. Kicks and throws. Off-speed delivery, fouled back and to the right into the net. And holding nothing at two. With the exception of the third inning, there's really not been much going on in this game. Each side scoring three runs on four hits in the third. And beyond that, just one hit apiece outside of that inning. Lots of quick innings. Davila trying to continue that trend. Myers stretches his lead slightly farther. The 0-2 outside. Off-speed delivery at just 73. It's 1-2. You know, it's got to be odd to be facing Susana throwing 100, and then here's Davila with very soft stuff. 1-2. He's out in front of it, lining it out to left field, and Dalen Lyle has no play, plays it on a hop in front of the Ollie's cheap seats. First to third goes Myers. Valencia into second standing with a double as the throw comes in just wide to second base. So back-to-back hits, a single and a double. And the Seawolves have the go-ahead run 90 feet away. Second and third, one out. 3-3 game, top of the sixth inning. The Seawolves are 3-for-5 with runners in scoring position. With how tightly this game's been played so far, Delino DeShields signals his infield to come in, playing on the edge of the grass. Left-hand hitting Jim Jarvis up, 1-for-2 with a run scored. First pitch, chopped high. Back goes Glasser onto the dirt. He has no play home. Throws it on to first with Myers scoring. Valencia going to third, and the Seawolves have retaken the lead. It's 4-3. It took one high hop for Glasser, who had to backpedal a couple of steps. No play anywhere but first. There's a man at third, two outs.
with Brady Allen standing in the right-handed box. So an RBI for Jarvis on the ground out. Top of the order waiting on deck. Davila ready. And deals. A swing and a miss on a high fastball. Nothing in one. Crucial to keep that to just one run here in the inning. The 0-1. Fastball, strike, down the middle at 89. It's nothing and two. And indeed has the chance here. 4-3, Seawolves top six. Man at third, 2 outs. The 0-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Got him to chase up and away for the third out. But back-to-back one-out hits and an RBI ground out have put the Seawolves back out in front. We head to the last of the sixth. It's the Seawolves 4, the Senators 3 on ESPN 96.5, 95.3 and 1400. Last of the sixth inning in Harrisburg, Senators find themselves trailing by one. It's 4-3 Erie. Right-handed throwing Austin Bergner out for a third inning of work. First to face him here, Carlos De La Cruz, the right-hand batter. And the pitch is a big curve ball for a strike on the outside at 79, nothing and one. Bergner needed just 4 pitches to retire the side in the fifth. The 0-1. Off-speed delivery hit hard on 2 hops, but right to the shortstop, Cruz, who fields off the hip and throws on to first in time, one away. Here's Nick Schnell, left-hand batter. Nick had a deep fly out to right in the second, and then he doubled into the right field corner off the base of the fence back in the third. Bergner deals a fastball inside at 93. It's 1-0. More action warming in the Senators' bullpen. Looks like it's Junior Santos out there. The 1-0, low and inside, 2-0. Senators immediately responded the last time the Seawolves scored. When Erie put up 3 in the third, Harrisburg matched it with 3 of their own in the bottom of the third. The 2-0. Hit hard on a line through the right side of the infield for a base hit. As Bigby's over to his left of field, Schnell aboard with his second hit of the game, ripping an inside fastball 108 miles an hour for a base hit. He's really been swinging a good bat.
Yeah, he has done well, especially in the home games here at FNB Field.
He's been peppering right field, the right field corner here at FNB Field. There's a couple of triples here. A key base runner now. Sends trail by one, bottom six, one on, one out. Here's Caden Wallace, righty-righty matchup. Bergner out of the stretch holding. And now deals a fastball, swing and a miss. Up in the zone at 92, it's nothing and one. Schnell is
two for three, stealing bases. He was caught stealing second last night. Okay lead. The 0-1 outside, 1-1. With a close game, getting into the later stages, I think there's an okay chance he does try it here. And then 1-1. Hit the other way on a soft line. Bigby just has to come in a few strides, though, to make the chest-high catch. Out number two, Schnell retreating to first. That ball was a fastball off the low outside corner. Wallace hitting it off the end of the bat. Man at first, two outs for C.J. Stubbs, right-hand batter. C.J. is 0 for 2. He has struck out, and he has lined out softly to second. Bergner's pitch, a fastball high out of the zone, 1-0. Six hits apiece to this point in the sixth, but Erie leading by one. Bergner set just above the belt. Throwing back at Schnell, who dives headfirst safely into first. Now takes his lead again. About three big strides off the bag. The 1-0. Foul back up this way. Look out. Hitting right below the window of the booth. That was about as close as it went. That was pretty close, Terry.
I mean, it's come in before, but I closed my laptop.
You did. That
top.
Was,
yes.
That was a clutch move.
I have to talk to CJ about that.
The 1-1 hit into the air out into right field. Deep but plenty playable as Bigby ranges back and makes the one-hand catch for the third out. A one-out hit from Nick Schnell. Nothing else doing for the Sens. So we head on to the seventh. It's the Seawolves 4 and the Senators 3 on ESPN 96.5, 95.3 and 1400. Seventh inning on the island. Seawolves leading the Senators 4-3. Back for the action. Here's Terry Byram.
Thank you very much, Frankie. Danforth called to the bullpen. Junior Santos on for Harrisburg. Santos, the right-hander, ready and delivers. And the first pitch is pulled on the ground to first. Naranjo has it. And he takes it to the bag. Trey Crews out on one pitch. It is the third time in the game he's gone after the first pitch and been put out.
Well, the Senators will take that. He had a couple of base hits and a couple of runs scored last night, but 0 for 4 so far today.
Santos appearing in his eighth game is 0-1 with a 1.23 earned run average. One out on one pitch. And now Carlos Mendoza. He's walked twice, And singled in a run and also scored. Left-handed batter takes a fastball strike at 95 miles an hour. And the count is 0-1. No balls and a strike. The 0-1 pitch is a bunt attempt, and that's foul along the third baseline. Rolls to Andrew Graham in the third base coach's box, and the count is 0-2. No balls and two strikes. Other games going on in the Eastern League. I think there were several games this morning. In the ninth inning, Altoona leading Chesapeake 3-2. Altoona, after a slow start, they're 8-8. Somerset in the bottom of the fifth inning, they are leading Hartford 1-0. Later on tonight, there are three games. 0-2 pitch is hit high in the air to right. Going back is De La Rosa at the fence, and it's gone. An off-speed pitch on the inside part of the plate, and Mendoza hits his first home run this year into the second row of seats out in the scoreboard seats in right field, and it's a 5-3 game.
How about that the Seawolves rest a couple of their big bats, including Max Anderson, who homered last night, and they put in Carlos Mendoza, who's done nothing but draw two walks, have an RBI base hit and a run in the third, and then a homer here in the seventh.
Yeah, they have a deep team down there. First pitch is a fastball outside to Jake Holton, and the count is 1-0. One ball, no strikes. The 1-0 is bounced to short. C.J. Abrams with it, throws to first in plenty of time, and there are two outs. That home run allowed is the 16th this season by the Senators pitching staff, which is the most in the Eastern League. Santos delivers to Justice Bigby, and the pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Bigby is 1-for-3, had an RBI single in the third inning. Five to three Erie. They took a 3-0 lead in the top of the third. The Senators came back with three in the bottom of the third. Now Erie has scored in the sixth and seventh innings. Fly ball to left field towards the line. Moving over is Daylon Lyle, and he makes the catch, and that does it. But a run on a hit, the home run by Mendoza. Nobody left. Seventh inning stretch time, and it's 5-3 Erie on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Bottom half of the seventh inning. Have a Dampler call to the bullpen. Carlos Pena, left-hander, is on for Erie. So Pena on. Joe Naranjo waits. And the first pitch is a strike on the inside part of the plate, and the count is 0-1. Naranjo has bounced to short and bounced to second. 0-1. The 0-1 is fouled off straight back, and the count is 0-2. 5-3 Erie, 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors. The Senators, 3 runs on 6 hits and an error. Naranjo asking for time and out of the box, and not yet back in the box. 0-2. Pena appearing in just his second game this year for the Seawolves. The 0-2 is low, 1-2. 3 left-handed batters in a row here in the bottom of the seventh inning for the Senators. De La Rosa and Glasser to follow. The windup and the 1-2 to Naranjo is in the dirt, and the count is 2-2. Pena made one appearance for the Seawolves, and he pitched 4 scoreless innings and then 3 appearances for Toledo. Triple-A. 0-1 with a 6.23 ERA. The windup and the 2-2 to Naranjo is a big chopper on the right side of the infield. Jarvis at second base has it and is tossed to first in time, one away. And with one out here is Jeremy De La Rosa. De La Rosa has singled and hit a fly ball to right field. One out. Bottom of the seventh inning here at F&B Field on a gorgeous day. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball, and the count is 0-1 on Jeremy De La Rosa. Lefty-lefty matchup, and the 0-1 is fouled off straight back, and the count 0-2. Jeremy joined the Senators last August. Out of the box as the home plate umpire, Jalen Goodman, wanting more baseballs, and so he filled up his pouch, which is off his right hip. He does not wear pouches on both hips. No balls, 2 strikes. Pena rocks into the windup and a quick pitch, and that fastball is fouled off. Pena did not go into the full windup that he normally does. He started and then stepped quickly to the plate. 0-2. And here's the 0-2 pitch. That's a called strike 3. Outside part of the plate, 2 down. Fastball at 91.
It seems like he painted that right on the edge. Pretty tough pitch for De La Rosa there.
2 outs and Philip Glasser, who has doubled and bounced out to shortstop. Wind up in the first pitch from Pena to Glasser, and that's hit in the air to left field. Myers retreats, now comes in and angles towards the foul line, and he makes the catch, and it's a quick bottom of the seventh. We head to the eighth, 5-3 Erie on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400.
Yeah.
Top half of the eighth inning, it's 5-3 Erie. To tell you about the action, Frankie Bernowski.
Junior Santos back out for a second inning of work, allowed a run in the seventh, a home run to Carlos Mendoza. It's 5-3 Erie with 5-6-7 due up against the big right-hander. First, Eliezer Alfonso, switch hitter batting left again. He is 1-for-3 with an RBI and takes a first pitch ball off the outside at 95. It's 1-0. Chris Myers, who has a base hit on deck. Valencia, who has a double, waiting in the hole. The next pitch in there for a strike at the knees at 94. 1-1. Santos quickly comes ready. High glove hold. 1-1. Fastball. Misses just off the low inside corner at 93. 2-1. Terry was going through the Eastern League. A few major league games in action right now. Cardinals leading the Braves 1-0. Tigers leading the Padres 1-0 early. As the 2-1 is a check swing on a ball low, 3-1. Through three, Reds and Marlins tied at 2. Mets leading the Phillies 2-0 in the third in New York.
And there it is.
Yankees leading the Guardians 4-1 in the second. Am I supposed to skip over the score? The 3-1 is high and away for ball four. Santos walks the leadoff guy, the fourth walk issued by Harrisburg today. Later on, the Nats and the O's at 6:45 in D.C. Trevor Williams will have the ball for the Nats to try and follow up Mitchell Parker's wonderful start from last night. Former Sen Mitchell Parker tossing 8 shutout innings, allowing just 1 hit against the O's. Here's Chris Myers, left-hand batter. He takes a ball inside, 1-0. Terry, you got plans for after the game? I plan on
being in a hammock,
yes,
apparently.
Yes, I do, yes.
Yeah. What are you doing for dinner in the hammock?
I haven't gotten that far. Hey, 1-0. A strike at the knees, 1-1. It depends. It depends if I pass out in the hammock and for how long, and then when I wake up, you know. Small lead off first. The 1-1. Fastball fouled back. 1-2. How about the Dodgers and Cubs game last night? The Cubs have really played the Dodgers tough in two series this year. And last night was a big back-and-forth game that the Cubs won 11-10 in 10 innings. Hits for Chicago in that game. Next pitch, breaking ball low. 2 balls and 2 strikes. The NL West, good start to the year. Giants have played well. Padres, Diamondbacks, Dodgers. It'll be a long year for the Rockies. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Santos deals. A ball low. Running the count full, 3-2 after walking the leadoff man. Took Santos, though he did allow the home run, took him just 8 pitches to get through the seventh. He's ready here. Payoff pitch, low and in for ball four. And he's got to figure it out because there's no one warming at the moment in the Senators' bullpen.
This has been his issue in his career. It's just not being able to throw consistent strikes. Last year, in Binghamton, in 52 innings, he walked 26. This year, he has walked more than the number of innings he has pitched.
Needless to say, a lot. So first and second, nobody out for Eduardo Valencia, right-hand batter, who takes a ball low and away, 1-0. And C.J. Stubbs calls for time and makes his way out to the mound. Absolutely mission critical to not permit a run to score. Now, Rigo Beltran joins the conversation.
Well, he has thrown, including the seventh inning, 8 and a third innings, and he has walked 10 with these two walks. And that's not remotely close. That's probably legitimately twice as many walks. And if he had walked 5 and 7 and a third, we'd still say that that's
yes.
a little bit of an issue. But the fact that you've walked 10 in 7 and a third innings, and this is – it's inexplicable because of what you said about the seventh inning, and now all of a sudden he really can't throw the ball over.
It makes your job much more difficult. Now, the Senators have turned two double plays today. Another one here would be immensely helpful. Valencia mentioned he's 1-for-3, doubled his last time up. First and second, nobody out. The 1-0 to him. Fouled away off to the right. 1-1.
The last three seasons, all in the last two seasons in Binghamton, about 140 innings and nearly 70 walks.
Mm. Pitch, fastball, in and out of the mitt, but a strike at the knees at 96. It's 1-2.
Coming into today in the 7 1/3 innings and the seven outings, opposing batters were hitting just 167 against him.
Which goes to tell the story that the walks are really his only issue. The 1-2, well inside. Somehow Valencia pushing his hips out of the way, avoiding getting plunked with that. 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Erie. 3 runs, 6 hits, 1 error for Harrisburg. First and second, nobody out, top 8 for the Seawolves. Santos brings the hands together. The 2-2, well outside, 3-2. So after he gets ahead of Valencia, 1-2, the next two pitches were nowhere close.
You put yourself, forget your team for a second. This is just about him. You put yourself in a bad spot to ever having an opportunity to go further.
Payoff pitch. Foul tipped back off of CJ and then into the netting to hold 3-2. Well, he's thrown 16 pitches in the frame, not through three batters. Just 5 strikes out of those 16. Another 3-2 is again fouled off. This one, though, first caught quite a lot of Valencia's left ankle or shin before skeeting out to the mound. He hopped and hobbled for a moment, but seems to be okay. Right-handed throwing Luke Young quickly warming in the Senators' bullpen. Alfonso leads from second. He walked. Myers leads from first. He walked. Santos ready. 8th pitch of the at-bat coming. Kicks and throws. A fastball taken inside for ball 4. And the bases are loaded on 3 straight walks to open up the 8th inning. In a game that the Senators are already trailing by 2. And that ends Junior Santos' afternoon as Delino DeShields is out. Daffler call to the bullpen when we come back on ESPN 96.5, 95.3 at 1400.
right-handed throwing, Luke Young is on in this Dabbler call to the bullpen, and it'll be a Harry Houdini act if he can get out of this jam. Bases loaded, nobody out. It's 5-3 Erie, top eight, and the left-hand hitting Jim Jarvis to the plate. Young's first pitch is a ball low that Jarvis tries to check his swing on, and he does, apparently. Looked like he went about three-quarters of the way around. But the field umpire standing between the mound and second says no, and it's 1-0. These runners all belong to Junior Santos. He walked all three of them. The 1-0 fouled back on a healthy hack, a fastball up. 1-1. Jarvis is 1-for-3, singled and scored in the third. He's bounced into a double play, and he's had an RBI ground out. Young last pitched in the shutout Sunday afternoon, a scoreless inning. The 1-1 is lined out to right field. De La Rosa has to play it on a hop, and a run comes in to score as he fires it into the cutoff, Naranjo. It is now 6-3 Seawolves in the eighth. Credit that run to Santos. Jarvis drives in his second run. The infield remains playing in on the grass for Brady Allen, right-hand batter. 0-for-2, he's been hit by a pitch as well. Young deals a breaking pitch strike on the outside corner up in the zone at 80 miles an hour. Nothing and one. Right-hander ready from the first base side of the rubber, holding at the midsection, and deals. A fastball popped up very high and out of play, backhand to the right. Nothing at two. Seawolves scored three in the top of the third. The Senators matched it with three of their own in the bottom of the third. And since then, Erie's just been tacking on. One in the sixth, one in the seventh, one in the eighth. Still bases loaded, nobody out. The 0-2 to Allen. Breaking ball lifted into the air out to deep left center field. De La Cruz on his horse chasing it, but it one hops the fence. This will clear the bases as Allen jogs into second base. All three men score. Myers, Valencia, and Jarvis. It's a three RBI double for Brady Allen, and the game's been blown open. It's 9-3 Erie in the eighth. Breaking pitch up in the zone, hit about 380 feet, just kept carrying and carrying. And De La Cruz was, the whole outfield was playing a bit shallow there. And Brady Allen drives everyone in. Four spot, put up in the eighth, there's a man at second, still nobody out for Trey Cruz. Switch hitter in the left-handed box, takes the ball outside. It's 1-0. So Junior Santos goes an inning plus, allows a hit, four runs, walks three. The 1-0. That's a strike. All three walks to open the frame, score easily. The 1-1, fastball fouled at the plate. 1-2. Boy, it's a back-breaking inning for the Senators. Brief time at the plate. Nine runs on nine hits. There have been six unanswered runs by the Seawolves. 1-2. Taken low and away. 2-2. Certainly doesn't help that Erie is presently 5-for-9 with runners in scoring position, so they've been taking advantage of the opportunities. Young ready. And steps off. Looking back at the runner, Allen. Two-two. High fastball hit high and deep out to center field, but De La Cruz is squaring this one up, makes the catch. The runner's tagging from second. De La Cruz's long throw all the way to third is not in time. The aggressive base running from Allen puts him at third with only one out. Deep fly ball. And after the first five men of the inning reach, there is an out. the infield. Sends down by six is in on the edge of the grass for Carlos Mendoza. Mendoza has walked, he's driven in a run and scored. He's walked and he's hit a home run. Righty-lefty matchup, and he swings at the first pitch and flies it out to left center field. This will be deep enough to score the run as De La Cruz makes the catch. Allen comes in tagging from third and scores. It is 10-3 Erie here in the eighth. How quickly things can change. Close, exciting, competitive game up until this point, and then the three walks to open the inning really changed everything, of course. So here's Jake Holton, right-hand batter. Nobody on, two outs in the pitch. Off-speed delivery on the low outside corner at 82. It's nothing at one. Eighth man to bat in the inning as the 0-1 is a swing and a miss, nothing at two. Second inning of the game that the Seawolves have sent eight men to the plate. Did so in the third when they scored first three runs of the game. Since have scored seven unanswered. Young ready on the mound. And the 0-2. Breaking ball in the dirt. 1-2. The 1-2. Tapped foul. Chasing a breaking pitch off the outside corner. I should say chasing, defending. Getting a piece. Young ready. And the pitch. Breaking ball low. 2-2. Of the 10 runs that have scored, four of them have been from walks. Next pitch, fastball taken for strike three. A Sherwin Williams paint the corners, called strike three to end the inning. But the Seawolves put up a five spot thanks to just two hits and three walks. We head to the last of the eighth. It's the Seawolves 10, the Senators 3 on ESPN 96.5, 95.3 and 1400. Last of the eighth inning in Harrisburg. Senators trailing the Seawolves 10-3 thanks to a five-run eighth inning for Erie. Left-handed throwing Carlos Pena out for a second inning of work. Left-handed batting Dalen Lyle to face him. He takes a first pitch strike up in the zone at 87. It's nothing at one. Pena, a 1-2-3 seventh inning of work on just 10 pitches. Working for the edge of the third base side of the rubber. Into the windup, he deals a ball that's fouled off to the right. Nothing at two. Lyle is 2-for-3 today. Two RBI double and a run scored in the third. He singled in the fifth. Since that three-run third inning, the Seawolves bullpen, which we've talked about several times these two games, they've been fantastic. Well, no exception today. They 0-2. Hit into the air in shallow center field. Allen jogging in, now slows up, makes the one-hand catch. Lyle retired. In all, now the bullpen's gone 4 1/3. And they've only allowed 2 base runners. Here's C.J. Abrams staying in the ballgame a little later than he did last night. He was substituted for in the 7th last night. 0-2 with an RBI today. And he waves at a first pitch breaking ball and misses, nothing and one. Lefty-lefty matchup. Slow 76-mile-an-hour curveball from Pena. Into the windup, the 0-1. Low, 1-1. 10 runs on 9 hits for Erie. Senators have walked 6 batters today. The 1-1. Just below the knees at 82 miles an hour. 2 balls and a strike. And the 2-1. That's a strike. Fastball on the low outside corner. 2-2. Bases empty, 1 out. Into the windup and the 2-2. Fastball tapped on the right side. Couple of hops for Jarvis, the second baseman. Fields on the edge of the outfield grass and throws out Abrams, 2 away. Pena's retired all 5 batters he's faced, and overall the Seawolves have retired the last 7 Senators in a row. 10-3 Erie, leading Harrisburg in the bottom of the 8th, sends with nobody on and 2 outs. For Carlos De La Cruz, the right-hand batter, he's 0-2 with a walk. Takes a breaking ball for a strike, belt high on the outside at 77, it's nothing and 1. De La Cruz is twice bounced out to the shortstop, Trey Cruz. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Quickly, nothing at 2. Into the windup, the 0-2 quick pitch, and he misses outside. 1-2. Quick pitch in that he gets into the windup, and then rather than doing a full leg kick, he just does half a one and immediately throws home, trying to catch the batter off guard, but he caught himself off guard on the last one. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Gets him anyway. Fastball on the outside at 90 miles an hour to retire the side. 1-2-3. So on to the 9th. It's the Seawolves 10 and the Senators 3 on ESPN 96.5, 95.3 at 1400.
Thank you.
Ninth inning on the island. Luke Young back out there on the mound. Back for the action. Here's Terry.
Thank you very much, Frankie. Justice Bigby leads off for Erie. They lead the ball game 10-3. Still a tremendous afternoon of weather.
Oh, yes. Softens the blow a little bit.
Nothing like a noon baseball game. Luke Young deals, and the pitch is grounded sharply to Abrams at shortstop. Throws on to first, and on one pitch, Justice Bigby is out. And with one out, here is Eliezer Alfonso. He singled in a run back in the third inning. The five-run eighth inning, the three walks that began the inning really took the starch out of this one. So here is Alfonso, and the first offering from Luke Young is in for a strike, and it's 0-1.
Terry, did you see the 18-year-old prospect for the San Diego Padres, Leo DeVries, what he did yesterday?
No. The 0-1 is a ball, 1-1. What did he do yesterday?
His nickname, firstly, is El Mutante, the mutant. He went, hit a five-base hit game, hit for the cycle, a couple of bombs, eight runs driven in.
The pitch is low, and it's 2-1. What level is he at?
He's in A ball right now.
Which A?
High A, I believe, if I'm remembering correctly.
So that's Fort Wayne. 2-1, low, 3-1.
It was a game that Fort Wayne beat Lansing 15-14.
Oh, what a game they had. The 3-1 pitch is hit high in the air to center field, not very deep. Coming on is De La Cruz. Jogging in, makes the catch. Two down, and here is Chris Myers.
How about this list? Seven major leaguers have hit for the cycle while also hitting two home runs. Some of these names, George Brett, Carl Yastrzemski, Ralph Kiner, Gil Hodges, Joe DiMaggio.
Hit for the cycle and
two home runs. You know, Colt Keith did that here.
First pitch is swung out and missed, and it's 0-1. I think Colt Keith hit two triples, two doubles, two home runs.
I think he had about 15 hits in that game.
Oh,
yes.
My gosh. That was the best game I've ever seen an offensive guy have.
But I think he was 5-for-5.
I think he might have been 6-for-6. Not positive about that, but I think it was a pretty incredible game. Pop-up foul and out of play. The count is 0-2.
Gosh, he was torturing the whole of the Eastern League, but he was really giving it to the Senators his time here in Erie.
No balls, two strikes with two outs. Top of the ninth inning. The 0-2 is high, 1-2. 10-3 Erie. Years and years and years ago, should have talked about this earlier, Senators hit three home runs in a row on three pitches. Strike, three called, and we'll talk about that at the bottom of the ninth inning because our resident guru had that for today in Senators baseball history, Andy Lanker. 10-3 Erie as we head to the bottom of the ninth on ESPN 96.5, 95.3 and 1400. Bottom half of the ninth inning. Carlos Pena still on the mound. Nick Schnell, Caden Wallace, and C.J. Stubbs. Senators down 10-3 with Frankie Vernowski and Terry Byram. Tomorrow is 6:30 start. Sunday is the sweetest day of the season for the Senators, the sweetest giveaway. The first 4,000 ticketed fans coming into the ballpark receive a Hershey Park ticket. You can purchase your Senators tickets at senatorsbaseball.com. Nick Schnell, 2-for-3, fouls the first pitch off to the left.
You were beginning to tell us, Terry, about, I believe it was 24 years ago.
2001, Valentino Pascucci, Matt Sapicki, and Scott Hodges. The 0-1 is popped up. Homer back-to-back-to-back on three pitches.
That's what the Yankees did. Was that opening day against
I think it was.
Nestor Cortez and the Brewers? Three straight pitches?
Yeah, to start the season. The 0-2 pitch, check swing, low, 1-2. Senators have hit three consecutive home runs, I think twice in the years that I've been here. Did it back in 2021, and they did it in 2012. The 1-2 pitch is waved at and missed, strike three, one away. Pretty cool when you watch that happen.
Yeah, I mean, the odds of that.
Or what?
Very small. I believe that's the those are the official odds.
Caden Wallace is 0-for-3 as he stands in. Pena, the left-hander, kicks and deals, and that pitch is hit off the end of the bat along the first baseline foul. Part of the bat finished in the along the third baseline, so the count is 0-1.
Yeah, just part of the barrel sliced cleanly off.
That is quite astute with the odds. No balls and a strike. What's rarer, a cycle or a perfect game?
A perfect game.
Must be, right?
Because there have been 200-some-odd cycles.
200-some-odd.
I believe.
The 0-1 is lined towards shallow center field. Coming on is Allen, and he makes the catch, and there are two outs. And here is C.J. Stubbs.
But a four-homer game, that's rarer than a perfect game.
Yeah, there haven't been very many of those. C.J. Stubbs has bounced to first, lined to second, and hit a fly ball to right. 0-4-3, Carlos Pena has retired all eight batters he's faced. And he delivers, and the pitch a strike. And in this 10-3 game, he has an opportunity for a save. The 0-1, swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. Well, tomorrow night, I'll be on the air at 6:43 p.m. We've decided to change it up.
Oh, 6:13.
Oh, you're right, 6:13. Tomorrow's not the 7 o'clock start, 6:13. Well, then we really would have. The 0-2 is fouled off.
Would have been in big time trouble.
Yeah. That's another foul ball into the protective netting. Presented by SE&M Solutions, experts in cyber and national security. Oh, 2 is swung on and missed. Strike three. And so Pena retires the side in order, retires all nine batters he faces, and the Senators fall today by a final score of 10-3.
Well, this is a tough loss to swallow, tougher than last night because it was such an exciting game for a while, particularly when you have Erie scoring three runs in the third. The Senators immediately responded with three runs of their own, and then it just ended up being Seawolves the whole way, really, of course, turning on those three straight walks to open up the top of the eighth.
Yeah, the walks to open up the top of the eighth, leading to the runs that really finished the game. Up until then, it was a two-run game, and yes, the Senators went in order the rest of the way, but you never know what would have happened if the game would have been tied up.
Yeah, it just becomes so difficult when we keep talking about the great Erie pitching staff overall, but the bullpen in particular that's been fantastic. So once you fall behind one against this Erie bullpen, it's hard. And then
add in a five spot in the eighth, and it's just about impossible.
All right, that wraps up the broadcast. Stay tuned. Frankie Vernowski is up next with the postgame show right here on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400.
Well, the Senators fall in a tough one to the Erie Seawolves this afternoon by a final score of 10-3. Frankie Vernowski with you on the Senators postgame show. To walk you back through this one, we'll wrap up the lines in the box score and check some out-of-town scores before we say goodbye on this lovely Wednesday. So for Erie in the victory, the Seawolves have now won four in a row, and they improved to 12-5 on the young season. Erie today with 10 runs on 9 hits, no errors, and 5 men left on base. Senators fall to 7-10 on the year with the loss. They had 3 runs on 6 hits, an error, and just 3 men left on base. Austin Bergner, the first man out of the pen for the Seawolves, who went 3 innings. He gets the victory, improves to 1-1. Garrett Davila is handed the loss, the left-hander out of the pen for the Senators, falling to 0-2. And Carlos Pena, who despite the 7-run victory, earned the save for completing the final 3 innings of the ball game, And that's his first save of the year for Erie. Time of our game today, just 2 hours and 22 minutes, played in front of 1,892 fans here on the island. In all, 4 pitchers used in the losing effort for the Senators today. Started with Jarlin Susana, who threw the first 5 innings, allowing 4 hits, 3 runs. Susana walked 3 and struck out 3. Then Garrett Davila, he was on for the 6th inning, an inning of work, 2 hits, and a run against him on the ledger. He struck out 1. Junior Santos pitched to the 7th and into the 8th innings, an inning plus of work. Just 1 hit against Santos, but it was a home run. He allowed 4 runs in total, walking 3. And then Luke Young was on for 2 innings, finishing the 8th and throwing the 9th. Young allowed 2 hits, 2 runs. He struck out 2. So for quite some time in this ballgame, there was really not much going on offensively for either side other than the 3rd inning. But through the first 2 innings, really nothing at all. The Seawolves had 1 base runner against Susana through the first 2. The Senators were retired 6 up, 6 down through the first 2. And then both sides had big 3rd innings. The Erie Seawolves scored 3 runs on 4 hits against Susana in the 3rd inning after there was a single to lead off the frame from Jim Jarvis. And then Susana hit Brady Allen. That made it 1st and 2nd. Opening up the frame, but then Susana did get Trey Cruz to bounce into a 6-4-3 double play, which had a man at 3rd and 2 outs in the 3rd, a scoreless game at the time. But then the Seawolves rallied 4 straight 2-out base runners, including 3 RBI singles and a walk, to score a total of 3 runs in the inning. So Seawolves took a 3-0 lead in the top of the 3rd, but the Senators immediately responded after Joe Naranjo bounced out to open the inning, bouncing out to short. It was then a string of a few straight base runners, starting with Jeremy De La Rosa, a line drive single into left center field. Then Philip Glasser with a double as he's continued his great play for the Senators early in the season. So it was 1st and 2nd, 1 out for Dalen Lyle, who drove him in. Dalen Lyle out there in scoring position with only 1 out as the tying run there in the 3rd inning. He advanced to 3rd on a wild pitch, and then C.J. Abrams tied up the ball game. And the Senators continued to threaten in that inning after the bases were empty with 2 outs and 3 runs had come home. Carlos De La Cruz walked, and then Nick Schnell doubled to make it 2nd and 3rd with 2 outs, threatening to take the early lead. But Trey Melton struck out Caden Wallace to end the frame. Through the 4th and 5th innings, really nothing doing for either side. Then on to the 6th with Garrett Davila on the mound, relieving Jarlin Susana. Chris Myers and Eduardo Valencia reached on base hits with 1 out, and then Jim Jarvis drove in Myers on a ground out to Philip Glasser, the second baseman, so that made it 4-3 Erie. Seawolves added another run in the 7th when Carlos Mendoza homered off Junior Santos to make it 5-3, and then came the inning that busted the ball game open in the 8th when the Seawolves scored 5 runs. Santos opened the inning by walking the first 3 batters he faced, Eliezer Alfonso, Chris Myers, and Eduardo Valencia, to load the bases with nobody out. And then Luke Young came up in a tough spot. And then Jim Jarvis, an RBI single against Young. And then Brady Allen, a 3 RBI bases clearing double against Young. And then 2 batters later, he was driven in on a sac fly from Carlos Mendoza. In all, 5 runs scored and on just 2 hits for Erie in that 8th inning. And a couple of lines. How about to call attention to Carlos Mendoza? Had a huge game for the Seawolves today. In all, had 5 plate appearances, reached base 4 times, a couple of walks, an RBI single and a run scored, a home run and a sack fly in the 8th. A heck of a day for Mendoza and the Seawolves overall. Meanwhile, for the Senators offensively after that third inning in which they tied up the game at three, scoring three runs on four hits in the third. Senators had only two hits and two base runners the rest of the way, and one of those two hits was wiped off because of an inning-ending double play. In fact, the final 11 Senators in a row were retired by Seawolves pitching, including three perfect innings from Carlos Peña, who earned the save, closing out the ballgame. So the Seawolves have taken the first two games of this six-game series in Harrisburg, and they have won all five matchups with the Senators so far, but this week winning 6-2 last night and 10-3 today. In all, that's 36-9 that the Senators have been outscored by the Seawolves through these five games played. At any rate, game three of this week's series comes tomorrow afternoon at 6:30. Terry Byram will begin our coverage with the Senators pregame show at 6:13. So be sure to tune in, and it should be another beautiful night at the ballpark. So if you don't want to tune in and want to see the action in person, come on and join us. One other final in the Eastern League today. The Altoona Curve topped the Chesapeake Bay Sox 3-2 down in Bowie, Maryland. And one game in action, Hartford is leading Somerset 4-2, that game in the eighth in Somerset. And then some evening starts with Reading and Portland at 6 o'clock up in Portland. New Hampshire and Binghamton, a 6:07 start in Binghamton, and a 6:35 start in Akron between the Richmond Flying Squirrels and the Rubber Ducks. Then in the Major League scoreboard, well, firstly, the Nationals don't play until later today, hosting the Orioles. That's a 6:45 start from Nats Park in D.C. But a few games are in action right now. Phillies and the Mets are tied up at 2. That game in the bottom of the fifth. Reds lead in the Marlins 3-2 in the sixth. Tigers lead in the Padres 2-0 in the through six innings in Detroit. Braves leading the Cardinals 4-1. That came on to the ninth. And the Yankees have a 4-1 lead over the Guardians in the top of the fifth. Otherwise, still a heavy slate of ball games to come later on in this Wednesday. Again, our final from Harrisburg today. The Seawolves top the Senators 10-3, and they've taken the first two games of the series. So the Senators will look to buck that trend tomorrow night. Again, first pitch coming at 6:30, and our coverage beginning with Terry Byram and the Senators pregame show at 6:13. A big thanks to Matthew Vargo back in the studio, and for Terry Byram, I'm Frankie Vernowski saying thank you so much for listening. This has been a presentation of Harrisburg Senators baseball on ESPN 96.5, 95.3 at 1400.